never had to worry about them.
Mm-hmm.
And then if the mules or the horses, they needed to, they would show up at the gate, standing there waiting to be fed or watered, whatever.
That's what I've heard from several people, is that you didn't even have to call them.
No, you didn't. They were there.
What about if you're riding a horse? What would you say to a horse as you're riding it?
Well, now if you were driving it to a wagon,
mm-hmm.
you would say, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
But if you were riding a horse, you pulled on the reins. You didn't talk to it to make it stop. Or giddy up. You didn't. That's for wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Giddy up.
Because you have less control over the horse.
Huh?
Because you have less control over the horse.
Yeah.
In a way.
You had a lot of control with the bridle.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
the bit would turn to its mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the Spanish were well known for their murderous bits, you know, that really cut the horse's mouth.
How nasty.
So you had a real control with the bridle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for a runaway to a wagon, you had less control because you usually had two horses, a team, you know,
mm-hmm.
and if they felt like running off, well, they very often did. Especially mules. Mules mm-hmm. like to show off.
How funny.
Yeah.
What do you call a dog of mixed breed?
Cur, C-U-R.
Mm-hmm. And an orphan calf or lamb or horse is called?
Dogie for an orphan calf.
Mm-hmm. Okay, animal excrement, but especially with regard to cows. In a pasture, cows leave what?
Let's see. What they call them? Cow chips.
And for buffalo?
Buffalo chips.
What about horses? Never heard
of
term.
Well, I've always heard of horse dung, that's all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. What are wild horses called?
Wild horses. Broncos, I guess.
Okay. Those little rodents that have little mounds, and they sit on top of them, and they bark if they see trouble.
Prairie dogs.
What's the difference between a prairie dog and a gopher?
A prairie dog is more like a dog. It's bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And a gopher is just a large rat that kind of digs in the ground.
What are those little tiny rodents with stripes on their backs, and they have the little
chipmunks.
Mm-hmm. And there's another kind of little rodent that we have here. We don't have chipmunks here, but we have...
ground squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them.
They're so cute. What is a woodchuck?
Well, I'm not sure because I've never seen one as far as I know, but I guess where they have forests, they would know what a woodchuck was.
What about a ground chuck?
A ground chuck?
Or a rock chuck? You ever heard of those?
No.
Okay. The little things that crawl around and have shells on their backs?
Little things?
Little reptiles that have shells on their backs are called?
Lizards?
No, the ones with shells. The ones that crawl slowly. They have shells on their back. And they can go inside their shell.
Oh, turtles.
Yeah.
turtles.
And, the ones that go on land only are called?
Terrapins.
Okay. And a big rodent with a fluffy tail that eats nuts is called a?
Squirrel, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And what are some game animals in El Paso?
Game animals in El Paso? Mm-hmm.